Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Public service announcement to begin. There are fake messages that look like they're from me, but they're not from me. Like this Telegram message where some guy being named exactly like I am on Telegram with the same picture says, "Hello there, thanks for your love and positive vibes. Hope you're aware that the banks and exchanges are crashing down soon. I'm sure you are well prepared for this great event coming up soon." Oh my god, the Democrat machine for internet fakery is activating itself, presumably in preparation for the troll farms that they need for the midterms election, and they are trying to penetrate the right-wing discourse on the internet. So not surprising, there's so much funding in that domain. We've seen intelligence services in Germany doing that, faking their presence in online right-wing domains. It's absolutely ridiculous that they cannot do anything better than this. Like, as if I would say these things. "I'm sure you're well prepared for this great event coming soon." They can imitate the profile pic as I indicated, but they cannot imitate the JF. John Drake says, "Yeah, this has been happening for some time. I didn't know about it. Lorenza just sent me this picture, so now I can see what you guys were experiencing in the channel. I guess they pick people based on their membership on my channel. In any case, never trust people approaching you that way. Perhaps the best, if I have a genuine reason to contact you, to send you an official communication, that would be through email mostly. Of course, sometimes I exchange on Discord, but always check that I am the owner of the JFG.world server, that I'm not being replaced by some swap account." Callum Oxworth says, "Anyone want to swap FBI handlers? Mine won't buy me the gun I want. He's saying the Scar L is too fancy." There are so many FBI handlers at this point, you can trade them. Wonderful. We must talk about this news. It's so important, but it's kind of it doesn't get much coverage. But we had talked about this guy on a show with Frame Games back in the days. Byron Allen, a man who specializes in not producing good TV. He specializes in forcing, via courts, companies to fund his TV network. Because he says, "Oh well, you're not buying ads from me. I will get a court to force you to buy ads from me." So McDonald's must face $10 billion racial discrimination suit from Media Group. So this guy, it's what he does. He gets massive amount of money from big companies by saying they bought from the white TV networks, but they didn't buy from our black-owned TV networks. It's absolutely scandalous that someone like him can exist in America, that the legal system has given credence to that kind of argument. But it's what's happening when you're not clear about the 14th Amendment and what it meant and what it doesn't mean. Hopefully, with the current Supreme Court, we would probably have, if this escalates to a Supreme Court case, we might have an opening for our Republican justices to say, "Enough with this. It's not because your TV show is filled with black people executives that it deserves a check from McDonald's, period. I mean, you're not entitled." Is Papa JF entitled to McDonald's advertising? Why wouldn't I have a share? Like, Byron Allen wants $10 billion. I want $100 from McDonald's because I mentioned the Big Mac every week. In many ways, I do better publicity than Byron Allen for McDonald's. I give them free publicity. I am a minority white artist. Why don't I get, as an artist, $100 from McDonald's? Well, no one is entitled to to receive money because your TV network has some representation of a group. Lendalt Guntram says, DOJ 47 in Minnesota's Somali community charged with stealing $250 million in COVID-19 funds from child nutrition program. Holy hell. I didn't know that this was from the Somali community, but I've seen this news item on CNN. I guess they omitted this detail. I don't know. I would have to verify. But yeah, I've seen this news item. This COVID money was being thrown out of the window. And this is why I didn't take any of this COVID money. Like, I guess I could have argued, well, COVID has reduced my super chats. But first, they give it to you as a loan without interest. And it's like, you want me to pay employees with a loan without interest? So that means I'm losing money, but I will have to pay it back later. And then they forgive these loans. It sounded to me like a scam to catch people. And a lot of people were caught just asking so much money and they would just give it to them. And at this point, I'm actually sympathetic to the Somali, to the Somalis who have received this $250 million. Because at some point, there has to be a point at which due diligence not being performed on the side of the government is basically leading people to believe that, oh, this is free money. I mean, they want us to take it. They're so enthusiastic. So when you throw money out the window, it should be your fault that you did so. But at the same time, it's the money of the government, so it's the money of the public. Is it fair that their errors, their mismanagement gets everyone punished? No. So in the end, I'm okay with these 47 people being sued, but they were literally just making up children, saying, oh, we have all these children. They are from a poor community. They need to eat, and because of COVID, they can't eat. Well, that gets you $250 million today. And just having a black TV show gets you $10 billion, apparently. Well, it might get him $10 billion. Go away, says, I ate only McDonald's for 6 months, and I actually lost weight. The only downside was that I had to use the bathroom over a dozen times. Go away, I'm not interested at these details. He even describes textural details. I am not interested. Residents of occupied areas are ignoring referendums called by pro-Russian officials, Ukraine says. The leftist media is absolutely triggered at these referendums. The idea that the people in Ukraine could have a choice, that this could go relatively roundly, that this could go well, and that the true will of the people might be recorded, at least those people who chose to go out and vote. But CNN, the way they describe this is they will never talk about these referendums other than by including the word sham. We've seen a lot of sham referendum claims. We've seen claims that people were forced to vote. And all of this without evidence. It's like Zelensky says that some people were forced to vote. How does Zelensky know? Is he in DPR? Meanwhile, on the side of Russia, it is the draftees that are getting called to war by the decision of Putin. And we have some videos of the draftees being separated from their family. That is really too bad. But the divorce rate is about 50-60%, I think, in Russia. So in a way, you're going to go get shot by bullets. But if you had stayed there, your wife would have divorced you, most likely. So they are getting on buses. Heartbreaking moments of separation. All right. That is too bad. I'm really against conscription and things of that kind, but I guess it's the way it works in Russia. Meanwhile, so many of these people who were being drafted, they were drunk because, these people were just surprised by the announcement of Putin, and they were just they were occupying their normal occupations, just drinking vodka every day. And so they arrived drunk at the drafty bus, and they started fighting between one and the other. I love Russia because there's a feeling. I look at this video and I have a feeling of these Philadelphia reviews and Chicago reviews. It's like Russia, but it's all with white people in relatively good shape. This is what's so funny about Russia. It is relatively good shape white people who are acting like trash and are drunk because the level of alcoholism in this country is off the charts. And with the slow motion attacks, it makes me think of some of the trashiest place in America. It's like they fight in slow motion. Go away, says Jeff. You can die from alcohol withdrawal if you're a serious alcoholic, right? Will the army provide a weaning off program for draftees suffering from this? Yeah, it could be a problem. I mean, dying from alcohol withdrawal is a extreme case, but I mean, you can't exclude that it could be. I'm sure that the army has already means to address this in Russia because in Russia, alcoholism is a real thing. It affects the majority of men. And so I'm sure they already have procedures, and perhaps they do have free vodka. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, look, it looks like a regular vote is happening about these various DPR, LPR, and other regions voting to decide whether they will join the Russian Federation. Now, you can't exclude that there could be intimidation in terms of who gets to the voting stations. There could be hesitation from the local populations to be facing the Russian officials. But other than this, I mean, it looks like it's just a regular vote here. Now, it's a little bizarre because it's set up pretty much everywhere in Ukraine. So here it's totally in a park. And instead of having a secrecy booth, they say to the lady, go on the tire. So this is their privacy booth. It's the tire, the voting tire. But yeah, I mean, I don't expect that it violates her privacy. And so the voting is happening relatively okay, that there are some scenes that show that some people seem to be voting out of free will. What is the referendum on? It's the referendum to join the Russian Federation. So this would make these places, which are a conquered territory in Ukraine, part of Russia. And it's very important as part of the strategy of Putin because these places can get bombarded still. But the minute they are part of the Russian Federation officially, Putin will have increased means to respond, including the possibility of using nuclear weapons if he deems it to be essential. Now you will hear there's still some bombarding going. See, we heard some bombs there. And here we go. So that is one scene of voting. Go away says still more free and fair than 2020 presidential election. Yeah, it's amazing to see the mediatic double standard on this because I cannot guarantee that everything is squared off in terms of the fairness of this election, but I cannot guarantee this for the US either. So if you're going to pursue people, censor them, and imprison them for thinking that the 2020 election wasn't fair, maybe you should apply a higher standard of evidence before you claim that this is a sham referendum. Kenzie says, if he uses nuclear weapons, I will join the anti-Putin mob. Well, I would argue that it's fallacious to adopt this view. I get it, I understand, but I would argue that it's fallacious because once you admit that war is justified, and if you're on the side of Putin right now, I don't see why it would change your view what method is used for the war, what amplitude of war is justified. Ultimately, if you think that a war is being led fairly, I don't see why using nuclear weapons in and of itself would change your view on this. Now, I get that perhaps you are worried about the civilian casualties that it causes, but at the same time, what is the amount of suffering caused by these regular weapons? I mean, America has carpet bombed nations on this planet with regular traditional weapons. So, what the nuclear bomb does is indiscriminate destruction of a given area for real. Ruffman says, JF, have you ever had an experience fucking a Russian or Ukrainian woman? I mean, I passed a millimeter away from fucking a Russian or Ukrainian woman. It is still to this day my great regret that the events of the world have deployed themselves such that I have never had sex with a Ukrainian or Russian woman. I thought I had went around the world, but that is a spot of the world that I had a blind spot, and unfortunately, I may never fuck a Russian or Ukrainian woman. Now, looking at the election scenes today, I realized that I may have been idolizing the Ukrainian woman. There's plenty of ugly women there, which I didn't know. I thought everyone was just a top model because every time I was in relationship with the Ukrainian woman, it was by Googling Ukrainian woman, and then they show you top models. But no, I mean there's plenty of fat, ugly women in Ukraine and here in the Donbass. So this guy has covered an example of a bus getting people's vote. So here's how it goes.
Танюшка, какое ощущение, эмоции?
Радостные эмоции, что наконец-то дом 17, мы будем дома.
She is happy that we will be home like always should have been and should be. So it's probably something, probably the people who vote for joining the Russian Federation are not scared of speaking at the camera, of course. But that means also that they are also relieved that they're not scared that the Ukrainians will go after them. So they feel relatively secure in exposing their face as supporting the joining to the Russian Federation. That's an important detail. Now, you may not have the same on the other side. Someone who's a dissident who doesn't like Russia might not be willing to speak on the camera because he may feel that the new authorities will be Russian going forward. So it seems to be relatively enthusiastic support for Russia. I've seen some of these people in line had Russian flags, which wouldn't be seen in an American election, You cannot bring a symbol of your adherence, but apparently there it's fine. Bob says, in a potential nuclear war, would the missiles actually hit the target with all of these advanced anti-air systems in the West and in Russia? It is believed that if Putin wanted to do a serious strike of a place that he wouldn't want to miss, he would go for the new Dagger rocket, which is a rocket that is hypersonic. Of course, most rockets go faster than the speed of sound, but this one is multiples of the speed of sound. And it is believed that the technologies in this Dagger rocket cannot be intercepted by the current defense systems. One of the features of this Dagger missile is that it does a random walk. So it doesn't just start from Moscow and just is launched on a ballistic trajectory that gives minutes for, and sometimes more than minutes, sometimes many dozens of minutes for the opposing side to see them coming and to target missiles at this. But the Dagger does, it doesn't reveal his final target before the end. So if there was a will on the side of Putin to truly strike a big center with a nuclear weapon, it would be within his technological mean, independently of any defense strategy. Now, if he goes for an intercontinental ballistic missile, those missiles can be expected more, but there are plenty of those missiles that have passed the defense systems and that have struck targets. NDBL says, my understanding was that daggers were slower than ICBMs. There may be some ICBMs faster, but I think that the advantage of the dagger is that it doesn't go on a ballistic trajectory. It is a moving target. It fakes going there, but it goes there. Also, the dagger can be launched from jets, so you can get very close to your target to ensure that whatever defense system that would exist would have to be super local and they won't see it coming, and it will be at the target in no time. Go away, says JF. Do you think, ethically speaking, that existing Russian citizens should get a vote in these referendums too? Well, generally, a question of sovereignty is a local question, and I think it's ethically how it should be. Because it's not so much does the Russian Federation welcome these people, it is are these people interested in joining the Russian Federation? And then it would be subject, I guess, to a official acceptation by the democratic forces of Russia. I know that they're not super democratic, but whatever authority represents the Russian people would say, yes, we welcome them. I guess that's how I would want it to work ethically, because the question of sovereignty is a question that belongs to the people who want to separate or join a federation. One moment. I have my nose is getting blocked. I'm kind of sneezing, but not fully sneezing. Pillman says, JF, did you see Jordan Peterson's latest TV interview? No, I didn't see it. I'm going to need a link for reviewing this. I think it must be edited by computer, but someone took a video of Putin working on the computer, and he added a paint-like program where Putin just includes Ukraine inside Russia with the brush of a paint. It's pretty funny. Oops, I realized that I was hiding the face of Putin as he takes the color of Ukraine and turns it yellow. Easy, easy. wonderful. That's Putin dominating Ukraine. New this year. Wisconsin teachers must talk about the Holocaust. Here's what's happening in classrooms. Some Wisconsin students could be learning about the Holocaust for the first time this school year. State legislation taking effect requires all Wisconsin schools to teach students about the Holocaust and other genocides at least once in grades 5 to 8 and again at least once in grades 9 to 12. That is a kind of indirect CRT because the ultimate reason we're not part of the history of the Holocaust other than the fact that we eventually got engaged in World War II. So the reason to teach this in modern time is to cultivate white guilt, because there's this whole implicit thing that because the Germans then were white, you share some of the guilt for the Holocaust. There is no other reason than to bring back an educational program that wouldn't have been there before. Suddenly in 2022, we need this kind of education. The goal of it is to cultivate a form of indirect CRT type of white guilt. And I think it shouldn't be that way. Column Hawksworth, but I have to be careful about what I say because you know it's getting heated in Canada. They have totally bounded by law any denial of the Holocaust. It's now 2 years in jail. If I was to deny the Holocaust right now, it would be 2 years in jail. They have written it clearly in the law. It's always been a suggestion that it was illegal under general hate speech, but they have clearly just indicated, no, it's 2 years for anyone denying, questioning, doubting the Holocaust. So anyone who would come and come close to a denial of the Holocaust on my show, I could be in trouble. I could be viewed as a co-conspirator. Even if that person is in America and they have a First Amendment right, I may not. So we have to be very careful. And Nicholas Petris says never again. Well, I'm quite surprised by Nicholas Petris' change of attitude. I guess that the Canadian law has worked its way inside his heart. Well, good to see you, Nicholas. How are you doing? Colum Oxworth sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, I think you would probably like the UK version of Utopia. The themes are like no other TV series, and it would never be allowed to be produced today. The UK version of Utopia. Someone, I think you may have talked to me about it before, but I didn't get to watch it yet. I was too obsessed at some point with Westworld. So I'll give it a try when I can. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Facebook users sue Meta for tracking them via in-app browser on iOS devices. So Facebook apparently was tracking people down to what kind of websites they browse. They say it's a violation of their privacy. I'm all for a victory there. I hope they win. Thomas Howard says, with so many millions, he is talking about the Holodomor. Yeah. I don't know if the Holodomor will be part of the obligated readings in Wisconsin. Hopefully we also get some representation there. The present is bleak, but the future is bright. A comment by Andrew Tarbaugh Gab quoting Rob Wood from Twitter. 13,000 homeschoolers in the 70s, 1.5 million in the 2000s, and we are at 5 million and plus in the 2020s. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Those are people who will be educated with a stable emotional environment, who will not be subjected to the racial bullying of public school, both by the teacher and by the other students. Those are people that I expect to be performing extremely well in terms of drug use, in terms of falling into delinquency. I can't wait in 20 years from now to see this batch of 5 million homeschoolers of today perform in the world and totally outperform the others. We're going to see what public schools mean. It means averaging at the bottom. It means entitlement to be around the intelligent ones, such that you impede on the ability of the intelligent ones because you force them into classes of stupid people. That is what I have had to go through my whole life, being put with lesser beings. And when I arrived at the university, I thought it would save me, and no, there were still stupid people there. It's like my whole parkour in academia has been to try to flee the base level of stupidity in this world. And I reached the top and I wasn't satisfied. And homeschooling is the way of the future, especially since you have such impediment on reproduction in public schools, with all of these attacks on heterosexuality, that eventually the people who come out of a homeschooling environment will have an evolutionary advantage. Quite. Since $41, thank you so much. Good to see you again. He says, JF, the last 2 or 3 weeks of the show have been very great. You've covered really good topics. Keep up the great work. Glad to see you are satisfied as one of the main funders of this show. Glad to see you again, because I didn't see you on the chat for 2 or 3 days. I was wondering, but you are back. Mama JF is here. What's up?
JF, you forgot one level.
One level of what?
After your post-PhD, you came with me.
Yes, Mama JF. I have found happiness with Mama JF.
I'm like the top level of IQ.
Yes. No, and I mean, we live such a better life. Can you imagine if you were with me and we were living our current life, but I'd be employed in a university? I'd be a soft thinker going to work with kids every day. And they would force me to do all this learn not to rape courses. I would be a cucked individual. Would you love me then? If I was a cucked creature of the system? Ruffman says, JF, as you are a Sigma male who has fucked East Asian woman, Hispanic woman, black woman, French woman, and assume you have fucked Italian, British, German, Scandinavian. No Italian, no Scandinavian, but yeah. And, you know, no Native American. But I have fucked the other identities that you point there. Okay, he was asking me if I have fucked those identities. Well, East Asian, yes. Hispanic, yes. Black woman, half black. French woman, yes. British, yes. German, yes. Scandinavian, no. Scandinavian, no, no. Native American, no. But there was a bizarre woman who, in my teenage years, she was weird. She could have been part Native American, but I didn't know enough about her. He says, my question is, what are the differences between fucking these different types of women? Oh my God, the differences are a world of difference. You have to be extremely careful with the French woman and the black woman. They have this conception of female pleasure, female-centered sex, and it's like they're never happy. They want foreplay, and they want, I want you to look in my eyes, and I want you to desire me. And I'm like, I'm a nutist. I do prime number research in my hobbies. Can't we just have regular sex where I'm not like, oh yeah, oh, you are so beautiful. Oh, those boobs, I desire those boobs. Because it's ridiculous. I don't feel... I understand the passion of sex and all, but why do I need to display it that hard? So be very careful. French woman and black woman, the problem is they're never happy. They're never happy. It always has to be more involved emotionally. And the French woman, there's a whole culture in France that is... like men like to brag, I gave her good pleasure, yeah, I fucked her for 7 hours in a row. And really, I don't like this culture. Sex should be centered around male pleasure. Male pleasure is what determined the moment of insemination, and so evolutionarily it doesn't make sense. Female pleasure is more based around, I'm fucking a rich guy. Oh, yeah, inseminate me. But male pleasure is the moment where the insemination happens. And so fuck these French conception of sex. It's like you're gonna spend so much time fucking your woman properly that you're going to let your nation be destroyed. It's like you've been spending so much time foreplaying that your nation doesn't exist anymore. East Asian women are absolutely spectacular. They are full into a kind of geek view of sex. It's like, oh yeah, just fuck me however you want. And yeah, I'm sexy and... That's all there is to sex. Just a beautiful woman who just wants to get fucked. That is all. So East Asian women, I give them a 10 out of 10. As far as British German, well, it's just the English conception of sex. And yeah, let's have sex. Okay, yes. And yeah, so be very careful with the French. North American woman, just the more beautiful they are, the more it will be enjoyable. Because the North American woman has a complex about herself. A lot of them are ugly and they know it. And when a woman knows that she is ugly, she cannot quite get into sex. But a woman who's extremely beautiful will totally be into the sex, and because a woman is basically making love to herself. A woman has pleasure in terms of imagining that she is the center of attention of a great man, that she is allowing the passation of genes of a great man of great genetic quality to the next generation. And as such, the most beautiful she is, the most she will experience this, I'm a trophy for this great man. So being beautiful is a necessary precondition for women to enjoy sex. So there's a big variability in North America because a lot of them are beautiful, a lot of them are not beautiful. And... yeah, so North American and East Asian women are the two women you would want to totally fuck at all costs. A major hurricane is now forecast to make landfall in southern Florida next week, according to the National Hurricane Center. It is the season of hurricanes. I don't know if the show will be affected by this. On the one hand, this is a future one in a week from now, and there is one currently, Fiona, which will hit the side of Canada. We are not under the path of this hurricane, but in Canada, you never know, there could be instability in the electrical grid. It can target the internet grids. If some place is an internet data center and they have electricity, if the electricity shuts down, we may have interruptions of the show. I don't know, maybe tomorrow or... But in any case, we'll be dealing with this. Bob says, do you think the self-imposed recession in the West can create the political conditions for radical change? I am pretty black-pilled about radical change. I think radical change will only happen when the system collapses unto itself. I think there will just never be enough political will to make a conscious revolution in America. What really needs to happen is that the left just drives this country into the ground until it's not even worth it to be leftist anymore. But that's in like 100 years from now. ASD sends a super chat. He says, because girls are cold because they want to attract the most confident men. Not surprised. That would be a very good evolutionary explanation, where the female has an interest in heightening the threshold of, oh yeah, you really want to get me? You're going to have to be more this, more that. But I think it's a misconception also. The idea that, you know, many females come into relationships with the idea that they can shape the men to be different. To me, this whole threshold gaming should happen at the dating moment and at the selection moment. But once you chose me, you should accept me as who I am. Because there's no, you're not going to reshape the way I walk, talk, or breathe. And so it's like, accept people for who they are when you have selected them. Don't try to sculpt them into the desired being. If you had access to this desired being, you would have gone with him, right? But you're with me. So if you're with me, love me, not someone else. Biden's CDC awarded millions in tax dollars to Soros-funded nonprofit suing DeSantis over Martha's Vineyard flights. See, I think I may have commented on this, and I didn't even know it. I didn't know that Soros was directly involved, but I said that yes, some Soros-like entity is going to take over these migrants' case. I totally see the signature of Soros. He likes to take a minority group and elevate them through lawsuits. And so, of course, there was going to be a Soros group funded nonprofit that would take these migrants under their care and start a lawsuit for them. But, of course, the news here is that Biden's CDC gave millions in tax dollars to this nonprofit. Well, at this point, it's like your nonprofit is more like a political entity. I think it makes zero sense. And on top of it being funded by a state-like entity or a state entity. Go away, says JF. Will the Soros machine continue after his death? It depends on how he sets it up. Knowing George Soros, I would say there's a big chance that it will happen. But at the same time, George Soros has a big fetish of fixing the world himself. So perhaps he doesn't care what happens after his death. But whenever there's a mass of money like this that goes loose, it's going to end up in the pockets of someone somewhere who claims some form of oppression. It's going to go in the liars, the pockets of the liars around George Soros, the pockets of everyone who's ever received money from George Soros. So I would say there's a big chance that his money will flow into the system and poison our life for maybe decades after his death. One moment. I don't know what it's like my allergies, but my nose feels dry and it gives a problem in my elocution tonight. In fact, let me go get some allergy pills and I think I'll be better for the rest of the show. 1 minute. All right, all right. I think I should feel better soon with this. Absolute scenes at an airfield in Russia's Far East where one man mobilized was drunk and started sleeping on the side of the airport airways. Look at this guy. Oh no, okay, it's not the guy that was standing up, it's this guy. This guy is still sleeping. Oh my god. Well, they may die from too much alcohol, partying for the last time before they get to the front lines. Republicans say they will immediately repeal 87,000 IRS agents if they retake Congress and launch a series of investigations, including into the weaponization of the DOJ as they roll out their commitment to America. That's a very good thing. I would hope that you defund the IRS even further, but certainly this special crew of 87,000 agents, that cannot be good. And how is that viable? How can we have 87,000 IRS agents who take money from people? Will they even be worth their own cost in salaries? Dead Star says JF is open to any direction the listeners want to take it. Exactly. So that is the nature of the show. Someone was asking, how can we go from referendums to women? Well, I saw a Ukrainian woman voting in line in the referendum, and I commented on their beauty, and this prompted people on the chat to ask me about women. If you travel to China and receive a COVID rapid antigen test, this is how you'll be treated. So they have spotted some travelers that were positive for COVID. These Chinese officials, they don't play around. They get 5 or 6 on you, they will get you. Even if they're less strong, even if they're less muscular, they will find a way to get you. I mean, this is ridiculous. Is that really slowing the spread of COVID? Absolutely ridiculous. I had never seen this picture of Zelensky. And someone was commenting on Gab, this is the guy we send billions of dollars to. This is a real picture of Zelensky dressed as a drag queen prostitute with army attrails. What the fuck is this? Was this back in his acting days, or is that a promotion for LGBT army people? I mean, look at this. It fakes the whole feminine, holding a cigarette, hugging like females, with short shorts like female style, and female hair. I would say this is cultural appropriation. Is that a real picture, or is that Photoshop? ASD sends a super chat. He says, sorry for the random question. I'm looking into moving to Newfoundland and Labrador. Do you have any opinion about it? I don't know much about these places. I think I know that critical condition. Doesn't she come from Newfoundland? So it looks like a great place to live if I base it on critical condition. Those are places with low population levels, and you have the advantage of the isolation environment of an island. I think it's very good. I think you should do that. Labrador, it must be extremely low density, but perhaps to the point where it gets hard to get stuff. So if you're going Labrador, I guess you would have to aim for a city with minimal services, like a mechanic and whatever, and shopping centers. But I wouldn't say anything bad about Labrador. Cynical Biped says Newfoundland belongs to Quebec. As far as I can tell, it's a province, an independent province. So you are making an historical claim. He says never forget. Well, at this point, I think they are better off without the supervision of the communist Quebecois government. The View co-host Sonny Hostin attacks Latino Republicans for voting against their self-interest. And Sonny Hostin has been in the news recently. I don't know, is The View a show on Fox News? Because Fox News keep generating scandals, and I'm wondering, are they generating scandals about themselves? Because where is The View playing? Is it on some leftist network, or is it on Fox News? Anyway, Sonny Hostin commented on some Nikki Haley. I didn't know that Nikki Haley is an Indian woman. And so she kind of passes as somewhat white. And so I had never questioned. I had always thought of her as a white American who just likes tanning a lot. And I was like, this is the point at which you have to stop tanning. But no, it wasn't tanning. She is an Indian. And Sonny Hostin said that it's okay to not claim your race vocally, you know. And she used the word chameleon. She said it's okay to be to go chameleon. And I don't know, some people, Fox News covered this as an incidence of racism. Is it racism to say someone can be meddling in the environment? I don't think so. But now they are again covering her statements, because she says basically, Latino Republicans, I don't understand how so many of them end up voting Republican because they vote against their self-interest. But that is the standard view on the left. The left is like, black people are a model minority. See, they all vote Democrat. And they cannot believe that some other minorities would have a different conception that then please give me money from the state because I can't survive. And it just turns out that there's a bunch of people, it's not a major portion, but there are some Hispanics who have a right-wing view of the world because they have a certain pride about their family and their ability to provide and work. And the left, of course, cannot accept this. White sends $31. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, Jeff, you should go through and read the National Justice Party's 25 points and then talk about them. I think they might save the West. NationalJusticeParty.com. Okay. NationalJusticeParty.com. National Justice Party statement. Speeches, platform about. Platform. Okay, platform. The platform of the National Justice Party. So that's with our friend Mike Enoch, if I remember correctly. The United States of America will be declared an outpost of Western civilization and a state dedicated to its European heritage population and their posterity. It will be the policy of the state to set immigration and natal policy that will ensure a permanent European majority. The rights of historic minority populations will be respected. We demand the extension of the 1964 Civil Rights Act to provide equal protections and privileges to the white majority, or the act must be repealed. We support the nationalization and strategic breakups of banks, mass media, and monopolistic corporations in order to create public accountability and guarantee that they serve the nation first. So up to that point, I was agreeing. Number three is questionable. It is an overtake of the economy by the state. I don't think it's an intelligent thing to do. I think it's going to be arbitrary. So point one and two, superb. Point three, I understand that Mike Enoch is not a libertarian, but I am. Number four, we support a 2% ceiling on Jewish employment in vital institutions so that they better represent the ethnic and regional population balance of the country. That is a funny one. yeah, I mean, if you're going to say black people are 10% of the population, they should be entitled to be 10% of Hollywood actors. If you're going to say this, and if you're going to apply equal protection to white people, Asian people, you're going to end up with, okay, well, not any of these races should be overrepresented. So it's a funny one. It's going to be hard to implement in the current world where people are conceptualizing of victimhood, and it's like they couldn't see that affirmative action for Jews is basically affirmative action against whites. That is a fact. When you hire someone on affirmative action, you punish someone else who could have had that job. But I think it's a clever way to reframe the social justice stuff to make it more fair. Because really, if you're 2% of the population, you should expect to be about 2% of the justices of the Supreme Court, about 2% of the CEOs, 2% of the politicians who are far from there. Go away, says Jeff. Cool list of policy objectives, but what is it with the color coding of the support tiers in the red box on the side of the page? Well, I don't really care about the color coding. We support the sacred rights of free speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of association. Political views will not be censored by the state or any large private concerns. It will be illegal for any employer to retaliate against workers for political activism and expression outside the workplace. We support private property rights, including a program to make home ownership more accessible to stably employed family men. Small businesses and communities will be granted the right to refuse service or home ownership to anyone for any reason they see fit. Okay, so basically the right for small businesses to say we don't do business with you. Grand Commoner says, Jeff, this is my awesome channel. I am disappointed in you banning me over a remark that you took out of context without any further investigation of comment. I have been watching you for some time, going all the way back to the public space. You have banned me many times under other aliases. I was Jim Stanfield and Richard Edu on YouTube. I have commented to you several times. Well, bro, if I've been banning you on multiple different iterations of your existence, doesn't that eventually trigger something in your brain that perhaps you are interacting with the rest of the audience and me in a hostile way, in a way that is not pleasant and not desirable, and that is why I get rid of you every time? But now that you told me that you are Richard Edu, here, I will block this new account of yours even. Because Richard Edu, I don't remember exactly what we discussed, what you talked about, and why I would have banned you back then. But my brain has an association, Richard Edu, pain in the fucking ass. Like, literally, I feel that a suppository-like entity is being inserted in my anus when the idea of Richard Edu stems inside my brain. So I'm banning you again, this time for no reason, but the fact that I dislike you for reasons that I can't remember. We stand firm in defense of the right of law-abiding citizens to own firearms. We demand the FBI, which acts as nothing more than a political secret police force for elite interests, be abolished and replaced with a legitimate federal law enforcement agency. We demand an end to political contributions and corporate lobbying. Elections must be publicly financed. The corrupt two-party system must be abolished and replaced by a system that offers real representation to racial groups and economic classes. We oppose America's ongoing military entanglements and demand the return of all troops to the homeland. We will engage in diplomacy under the doctrine of America First and seize the internationalist project of exporting liberalism. We will nationalize the defense industry. Lobbying on behalf of foreign nations will be banned and classified as espionage. We will declare Israel a rogue state and exporter of terrorism. The national rights of the Palestinian people must be respected. We will establish a new economic policy that stresses the family wage, full and stable employment. We call for correcting the power imbalance between labor and management through a national labor organization that guarantees employee rights, an industrial plan that brings home capital and manufacturing and invests in our depressed and deindustrialized heartland. Predatory lending practices will be outlawed. Healthcare is a right. Restore reason, logic, and tradition to the education system. Propaganda about, activism, gender activism will be explicitly banned from taught to children. We establish a Department of Culture that will oversee the creation of art and architecture. The state must act as the steward of the environment, wilderness areas, natural beauty, etc. We support strong families. Married women will be paid by the state to care for their children. No-fault divorce will be repealed, and homosexual marriage will be banned. The benefits of automation will be shared among all citizens. And in order to put an end to racial conflict, all people will be entitled to be policed, educated, and judged by individuals of their own race. No longer will any race be exploited for the benefit of another in America. I can see problems with this one. Do we really want all black criminals ever to all be judged by a black judge? And what will be the standard at which we say, okay, this black judge is way too lenient? I think it opens the door for your judiciary system to be taken over and for a minority to propel itself and say, all right, we will never find ourselves guilty. So, yes, I take issue with a lot of these statements. The whole interventionism, I don't think it's necessary. But I like the reversal of the logic to say, all right, this whole discourse around equality and social justice has been taken against us every time. Now, for once, we will take it back and we'll say, all right, social justice is to have 65% whites on the Supreme Court. You want social justice? We need 80% Christian whites in Harvard as professors. It's interesting. It's interesting. I think it's too interventionist for me. But it's a direction that, and you say, are they about to save America? I think they may be able to save America. I don't think America will ever vote for this. Unless we are in a state of many decades from now and there's been big trouble and people are really pissed, there's no way to get a program like this to be voted for in America right now. So those are my evaluations. Just pushing this program, though, may have an educational impact in terms of helping minorities who benefit from social justice stuff to realize that their benefits exist at the expense of fairness for many other groups. So, you know, if you've been the beneficiary of affirmative action employment, that means you stole the place to someone else. And especially as we enter a world in which there's actually over-representation of many minorities in functions of all kind, this is going to be important. It's like, how many women do you need in your university to stop giving special woman grants? Because at this point, you can go into a psychology department and see at the undergrad level, 99% woman. Now, when is the time at which we say, okay, women have been integrated enough, we can stop bashing on men? We have to come to that time. And this party with our friend Mikey Knox seems to be working toward that direction of accepting that the world is unfair, that you tried to fix it for decades and it didn't work. And at this point, it's time to accept that, yeah, you know, what if there was 90% male in some STEM domain? Do we really need female mathematicians? If they don't converge themselves toward this kind of studies, maybe it's telling us something about their lack of ability or their lack of interest in that field. Why would we force things that way? Thomas Howard says, jury nullification is a valid tool for societal change, which is why January 6 political prisoners sit in jail without trial. They know it would be nearly impossible to assemble 12 jurors without one of them never voting to convict. Your first statement is true, but I'm not sure that the January 6 prisoners have that much sympathy in DC. What you say may be right if the case was run in some distant area of the US, but in DC, I suspect you are wrong. I suspect that I'm actually worried about how political juries are becoming. RBK Ukraine says that Azovstal defenders were exchanged for Viktor Medvedchuk. In May, Peskov said explicitly that Medvedchuk would not be exchanged for Azovstal prisoners. So this is the guy that we've seen in the Oliver Stone documentary on Ukraine. So I'm happy if he's been released. Justin, Russia approves the use of Bitcoin and crypto cross-border payments. Wonderful. I didn't understand why they had banned it. But now they have unbanned. Well, I think it was not even Putin banning it, but I think it was some institution. I was confused that a country on the path to cancellation would cancel Bitcoin, because that seems to be the tool you need right now. But now they are approving the use of Bitcoin, so wonderful. ASD sent a super chat, 10LBC said, you're not only smart, you're funny as fuck. Well, thank you. I try. I'm not a comedian. I'm not a specialist of humor, and the goal here is not humor, but I can entertain some contradictions in the news that sometimes are funny. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, have you ever seen the movie The Last Emperor? I'm only halfway through, but it's an unbelievably epic tale of the childhood of the last king emperor, Puyi. So this particular emperor had the misfortune of being named Puyi. And his re-education by the CCP, I would definitely recommend. The Last Emperor, I've never seen this. That might be a good movie to watch with Mama JF tonight. Although, you know, Mama JF is watching Westworld now. Of course, delayed from me because I watch Westworld at like 8 to 9 episodes a day. She's watching 1 episode a day sometimes. And it's very funny for me to be revisiting Westworld because I binge watched it in 4 days. And now I get to watch it a second time at a slower pace. It allows me to notice subtleties that sometimes I may not have fully ingested in the first view. We have White, who has sent a $101 super chat. My friend, you are carrying this show. He says, JF, do you remember that one time I donated $101 because I realized there was a sound at the beginning of the word one and wanted to hear you say 101 over and over? That was pretty funny, right? So I'm doing it again. 101. 101. One. Yes, but I got better at saying 101 since you gave this super chat. So you may not get the H effect you're looking for, but I can do it intentionally. 101. But at this point, you have given me enough $101 super chat that I got better at placing the H properly. Mama JF is here. ASD says, White is a national hero. Mama JF, what about Westworld? Are you enjoying it?
I have many comments about this.
Okay.
Okay, first comment, Akiveda, is it possible they are trying a little bit to normalize the sex with the sex bot?
Normalize robot sex?
Yes.
I don't think they're trying to normalize it. I think in the logic of this series, it's a bad thing. It's a thing that a lot of humans do in the series, yeah. But it's a bad thing.
No, it's going in your subconscious, and it's always young people, they are having sex with sex bots.
I think it's presented in the series as morally bad. You know, the employee who gets caught having sex with the robot, he ends up being extorted by his colleague.
He's 18 years old, Jim, and it's going in your subconscious.
In the subconscious, it's like, you're 18, you can fuck a butt.
Yes, it's the end time to be on the earth. Okay, I just wanted to say this.
Okay. So okay. Westworld being a promotion of robot sex is a sign of the end times?
Yes, it's the end time.
Jesus will come back in fire or something like this?
Yes, that actually means Jesus is coming, so it's a good news.
Okay.
Okay, after second comment, okay. Oh my god. You know Hannibal Lecter, okay?
Hannibal?
Oh my god.
Dr. Hannibal Cannibal Pizza.
I didn't see that. I don't know that. Okay, but this guy, okay, he literally talked like my father.
Okay.
Okay, and like, he has your face. So I think our children are gonna be, they are look like.
They're going to look like, what's his name? Anthony Hopkins.
Yes, oh my, okay. You don't think so, he like, because you never hear my father when he's really drunk, okay, he talk like he talk like him, I don't know, okay. Why, it made me think of my father.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of the philosopher in this show, and he's kind of taking us like a narrator a little bit, but he's an actor in the show, but he's kind of speaking to the camera almost to explain to us what's going on. And he has very philosophical themes to his intervention. It's about philosophy of mind, about consciousness, etc.
Okay, and the third thing I had to say, okay, is actually I think maybe that's what's actually going on in the life. Because seriously, I think I have flashback of my last life.
Oh, so you think that the entire Planet Earth experiment would be a loop in a virtual world?
Yes, maybe, and like God is like the Hannibal guy, And because you don't remember your last life, your past, may I kind of have flashbacks about this?
It's definitely a theme of Westworld to suggest that there's a parallel between Christianity and God and what we see on screen.
Oh, really?
There's lots of references. First, yes, Anthony Hopkins is kind of playing the godlike character.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, there's references to Arnold, and we never get to see Arnold. And it's always this guy in the past who created everything. Also a reference to God. And also, I don't want to spoil for you, Mama JF, but there are further metaphors around Jesus.
You can say it. I don't listen.
Okay, well, at the end of season 2, so there is a Christ-like display of Dolores. She has plugs in her shoulders, and it pumps kind of blood out of her, and it's like the crucifixion. She died for the sins of the virtual world.
Really? Oh my god.
Yes.
Like, you may, yeah, I had to tell you, seriously, when I was a little children, I think I dream about you.
You dreamed about me.
Yes, I'm not.
Which is evidence for a loop structure in our universe.
Yes, you didn't dream about me when you were a little kid.
I didn't.
Oh my god.
You know, because of evolution, many of your ancestors have been faced with JF-like entities. I mean, it's true. I mean, I probably had doppelgangers in the past that had pretty much the same genes as me and looked like me. And so your ancestors have been selected for their ability to select the JF. And so perhaps these dreams emerged because those people who dreamed about not getting JF, but getting some random Joe Blow on the street, didn't make it.
Oh my god, that's so funny. You're like the alpha archetype.
I love this title. I'm the alpha archetype. I'm not even myself. I'm just a collection of beings represented by past iterations. I love it.
Oh my god. Okay, but seriously, when I was a little kid, I dream about you, and it was a really big dream, and I still remember it.
Okay, well, how
so
would...
maybe in my last life, I was watching your show. I think that's what's happening.
I think there were no shows in the past because there was no internet.
No, it's not the past, Jeff. It always starts again.
It's not the past. It's a block universe looped on itself.
We are looped in 1990.
1990 is when the block universe starts. Of all the years.
I think that.
The fall of the Berlin Wall, and that's how it starts. That is a very interesting thought. I mean, how would we know if we were... How would we know if we were in a virtual world like this? I don't know. There might be no way to know. I mean, you could look at the features of the world, and perhaps you could say there are certain features of the world that are more likely to happen in a simulated universe than a real one. But at the same time, you can then argue that a good simulation would simulate exactly those conditions. Like, you could say, well, a simulated universe is less likely to have a complete evolutionary history from bacteria. And then you would have a bunch of simulators who would say, all right, if we want to make our simulation perfect, we have to simulate from 4 billion years into the past and make a full evolutionary history from bacteria. Russian nukes can be used to defend annexed Ukraine regions, Kremlin warns. So this is Dmitry Medvedev, the deputy chairman of Russia's council. Of course, he's always been the one making these warnings. Mama JF is here. What's up, Mama JF?
No, JF, it's not simulated. It's like, because you didn't see the sunshine. We're going to go back to the Big Bang, okay? And after, I'm going to start again. So maybe it's like this. It's not one day. It's the whole universe.
The whole universe.
After it starts again.
Okay.
And then they're going to be the DF again.
So not a simulation, just a repeatable sequence.
Yes. death is a real life.
Okay, well, it's possible. It's an exciting possibility that the universe somehow has a way to self-repeat itself. That would be beautiful. Jared Kushner criticizes Ron DeSantis over Martha's Vineyard migrant flight. Well, not surprising. Jared Kushner has always been the weak part of the Trump coalition. And so he's always been not in line really with Republican beliefs. He's just been ending up in a Republican administration because Trump won and he was his father-in-law. Lendal Goldtram says, going full Jordan Peterson, lol. Thomas Howard says, as JF seen, look who's back. Our air hits Wieder da in the German, pretty based in certain parts, especially for 2015 Germany. Started watching it the other night, hopefully finish it tonight. I didn't watch it. I'll have to check to know what it's about. All right. No charges. Matt Gaetz, sex trafficking case crumbles. As prosecutors doubt witness credibility. Thankfully, when I saw this case arise, I was like, this sounds like bullshit. At this point, I have much of the political persecution by legal systems is bullshit, but this one seemed particularly weak, so much so that back in those days, I had said, how is that even a case? So it was all the story of Matt Gaetz having sex with a minor, but the minor was able to consent because she had like she was 17 years old, and you can consent to sex with an adult at 17 years old in many states of the US, most. So all of this seemed legal. Now there was the argument that she was a prostitute. And so they were trying to catch Matt Gaetz on, well, she was a prostitute and it's a crime to hire a minor in a prostitute act federally. And she had to travel through states, so she is technically a product of interstate commerce. Now, that might be the beginning of a case. But we're talking about a woman who consented to the interaction. And secondly, there's not even evidence that he paid the woman. So how can it be prostitution if he's not paying the woman? And so the prosecutors had decided to argue that her pay was the hotel room that Matt Gaetz had paid for. So it's a... He rewarded her for blowjobs by purchasing the hotel room in which the blowjob occurred and perhaps purchasing plane tickets. But at this point, you are oscillating on the boundary of the difference between prostitution and just a consensual love relationship. Because when a husband pays the plane ticket to his wife, so that she can travel and then come back home, or pay some hotel room for him and his wife. Is he paying his wife? Is he committing an act of sex trafficking on his wife? I don't think so. So what's the difference here? Goway says, perhaps he is waiting to pay her until she is 18. I mean, no, it looked like a consensual relationship where perhaps there has been indirect commerce here. Perhaps there was some money transfer and he didn't have to pay her directly, but somehow she got money indirectly for her acts. And it was the Jewish friend of Matt Gaetz who ended up in jail. And I think he did end up in jail for this. And he tried to bring Matt Gaetz down with him, basically. And you always see this. You see the Michael Cohen, the attorney of Trump, trying to get Trump down with him ends up basically admitting crimes in the process and ends up in jail, and Trump never ends up in jail. Well, you have the same story here. A little friend who starts as a friend, a kind of handler. The man is different from Matt Gaetz. He happens to be in the Jewish community. And oh, he also happens to have links to the prostitution market. And oh, it just turns out that the prostitute he sent to Matt Gaetz was accidentally 17 years old. And then the FBI comes in and says, all right, this is sex trafficking of a 17 years old, even if he didn't pay. Well, I'm happy that this sex trafficking investigation is over. It was ridiculous to hold this onto Matt Gaetz's head. And we have to stop making laws that allow 17 years old to consent and then arresting men to be fucking those 17 years old. If you have a problem with your laws, change the laws. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you.